Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Justine Brooke Murray was asking D.C. liberals how they feel about vaccines, and she caught a wild one. One of the goofiest leftist liberal Democrats you're ever going to see in this video, talking about how he'd take as many vaccines as he's told to. Look at this wild one in clip 9.
Would you be willing to receive in 1 year?
If I have to get one every year or once every 6 months, and so I do not run the risk of suffocating to death as 860,000 plus people have in this country, I'll do it.
As much as it takes, I guess. I feel like there's going to be more and more throughout time, and I guess if that's what's needed, I'll do it.
What if the CDC upped that number to 5 booster shots or more than that?
I'd do it, because again, why would I want to suffocate to death?
Do you agree with vaccine cards?
I agree with all that, yes, because my feeling about that is other people's rights and privileges and their liberties and where my health and safety begin.
What are you, morons?
Bruh.
I mean, folks, where these people, how do they even exist? This guy's wearing a mask talking about how he doesn't want to be suffocated. I mean, he falls for any propaganda he's ever seen, and he's sitting there like bobbing in place. These people have been broke, man. The propaganda, the leftist communist propaganda has truly broken these people. It's really sad. It is really sad. Here's another example. This happened at a Holy Chow in New York where some non-vaxxed tried to get food, and then this happened.
We could place the order already. We could have placed an order already.
A mandate is not a law. What's
the law?
She
doesn't know. She doesn't know.
It's not a law. We are not allowed to.
It's not a law. It's not a law. Segregation was legal. Jim Crow law was legal. The Holocaust was legal. When do you guys take a stand? I don't understand. I'm irritated. I'm annoyed. Okay,
I'm not refusing you service.
Okay, but you're telling me to stand in the call like I'm not human.
Is anyone going to eat in your car? I'm sure you're.
I know, you can place the order already, but then you.
And then we're just going to walk out. What's the difference?
What's the difference? You're already inside. We already infected everyone.
The difference is that the longer you're in the store, the faster you're infecting people. So
according to
if you could just leave the store.
You're wearing a dirty mask, synthetic fibers on your face. Oh.
Oh no, Curtis. Yeah. You cannot order like a normal.
No. Yeah. Holy chow. Holy chow. Wow. Wow. That's following orders. It's like the Nazis. She's like a Nazi. She's following the orders like Nazis.
I'm trying to start an argument. Yeah. Wow, Jesus. I asked you to leave the store and order.
Well, you could have just served us as like normal human beings. We're going to walk out.
Wow.
I'm not going to give you my money if you're going to have me outside in the car. That's
fine.
You're
welcome to leave.
That's inhumane. Well, I hope when you sleep right now, you think about it, because if they start to tell you not to allow Negroes. No. I'm going to say what I want to say. You could have served us because your colleague gave us the menu, right? She didn't say to go outside in the cold.
You have the menu so that you can order from outside.
I'm not going to give you my money if you're telling me to go outside. It's inhumane. It's inhumane. Listen, when you go sleep at night, okay, I hope you guys think about the Holocaust, slavery, all of that stuff was legal. A mandate is not a law. You need to stand up for what's right. No. You need to know that because I lost my job because I didn't comply with mandate. Okay? I hope you think about it because it's going to continue to escalate. And then they're going to come for you. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when they start coming from you?
Be ashamed of yourself. This is a Jewish establishment. Be ashamed of yourself.
But yeah, the Holocaust. Well, how is that, right?
A kosher. This is not kosher. This place is not kosher. You might as well eat bacon. You might as well eat some bacon and cheeseburger. This is not a kosher place. Not a kosher place. Hi, Josh.
Just look at what they've done to us. It just breaks my heart. None of this is necessary. None of this has to be happening. It's just devastating that we're, oh man. And we know who did it, and we know why they did it, and we know how they did it. And you look at all the victims of it, you look at how we're being divided, you look at how these people are being conquered by lies, and then they want all their big corporations to take over everything so that everyone works for the big corporations, there will be no dissidents, there'll be no resistance, it'll all be controlled, any dissident or resistance will be arrested, everybody will work for the big corporations that own the planet, vaccines every day, masks every day. and then the hatred of anybody that doesn't willingly obey like a good slave. It's just so evil that we're experiencing this. It's just so evil.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them. That would just be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Well, Democrats seem to be upset if a Russian dare cross a border like Ukraine, but what about when they cross the U.S. border illegally at the southern border? Then they love them. Yes, many Russians have been apprehended illegally crossing the southern border, and is that Russian invasion? Is that a problem? Do we need to stop that? Do we need to go at war at the southern border? Or is it just in Ukraine for whatever reason? Yes. Okay. Don't worry about trying to make sense of these things. They only just affect the entire planet and the future of the country. We should let criminal, psychotic, old perverts like Joe Biden just destroy America, I think. That's loving. That's liberal. You know what? Let's just flash back for a second. Just guys, let's just flash back to remember what a lying fraud Joe Biden is. Honestly, this guy's been caught in so many lies, it's ridiculous. He lies about his entire life. He lies about life experiences. He lies about basic policy. He lies about economy news. I mean, the guy honestly lies more than he tells the truth. Here's an old flashback when Biden was running for president. And he got caught in a massive lie. And the media back then, which was more honest, said, look, a lie like this he'll never recover from. Yet here we are. Here's the flashback in clip 8.
Biden may have more explaining to do. The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right, and his memory had failed him.
And I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
Joe Biden was victimized by the truth.
Bye-bye Biden. He may not know it yet, but I think this is going to be very difficult for him to recover it.
Is Joe Biden dead meat, yes or no?
I think so.
Bob.
It's in terminal condition.
Terminal? Eleanor.
Yes, unless he comes in third in Iowa.
Morton.
Dying.
I say dead.
How is it that this man, who's been a known liar, a known pathological serial liar for 4 decades, is perched on top of America right now? It just shows how corrupt the world has become, and it's sad. It really is sad. But this is where we're at, folks. And Biden's just going to go full racist. Says, I'll only appoint a black woman to the Supreme Court, so it doesn't matter who or why or where. Just as long as it's a black woman, and they've released their list of potential candidates, and it's all just dyed-in-the-wool radical leftists, federal agents, commies. Man, oh man, it's like, it's just, this country is in big, big trouble, but then also there's the glimmering light of hope of the Great Awakening that's happening. Now, President Biden is set to meet with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on February 7th, so that's just 2 weeks from now. And they're going to be discussing how Biden is going to invade, or excuse me, send troops to Ukraine. So, I mean, because I sit back and I'm like, there's no way they're actually going to do it. Nobody wants this. It'll look horrible on the world stage. It'll show how weak America is under Biden. They're not actually going to pull this off, right? Like, it's not going to. And then you just see just every day new developments like, wow, they really want to go invade Ukraine. Biden really wants to invade Ukraine. Biden really wants to invade Eastern Europe and the Baltic area. He really wants to send an invasion force there. It's just unbelievable. It's just, I can't believe they're going to do it. But I guess I should be, glad. That's my attitude. Hey, keep mandating, keep invading, keep the military-industrial complex going, keep the medical-industrial complex going, keep enriching yourselves, keep lying to the American people, keep forcing people to take experimental vaccines and shut off their breathing holes. Just keep showing the world how corrupt you are. Maybe that's the only hope we have to get rid of you. Pelosi has announced she's going to run for re-election. And so we'll play the video that she released. This is her announcement running for re-election. We did a little editing to make it a little more accurate, but just look at this doddering old wench announcing her re-election as the city that she's from, San Francisco, burns in the background.
Hello, it's Nancy. Thank you for the opportunity to share some thoughts with you, our VIPs, our volunteers in politics, in our ongoing engagement for the people. Thank you for being a constant source of new, fresh ideas and political activism to help Democrats deliver and to defend democracy. Thank you for giving me the privilege to represent our city and our San Francisco values in the Congress. Human rights, reproductive justice, LGBTQ equality, respect for immigrants, and care for each other. When people ask me what are the three most important issues facing the Congress, I always say the same thing. Our children, our children, our children. Their health, their education, the housing and economic security of their families, a clean, safe environment in which they can thrive, and a world at peace and where they are all welcome and in which they can reach their fulfillment. That is my why I am in Congress, for the children. This is my story, and this is my song. As you hear me say, when you're in the arena, you have to be able to take a punch or throw a punch for the children. In terms of health, my first words on the floor of the House were to fight against HIV/AIDS, to fight the disease and discrimination. Working together, we passed the Affordable Care Act, strengthened Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, lowered prescription drug prices, and now are fighting COVID with equity. In San Francisco, the climate is not an issue, it is an ethic. Education, the economy, and the environment are all part of how we address the climate crisis, creating good-paying, green, union jobs, affordable housing, clean energy, infrastructure, transportation justice, and education, educating the next generation to succeed in safe schools with 21st century skills. Our safe communities require gun violence prevention, addressing the root causes of crime, and supporting law enforcement with justice in policing. Our vision for a world of peace requires a strong democracy at home as an example to the world. We are grateful to our men and women in uniform, veterans and military families, and honor their sacrifice with our insistence on securing voting rights and end the big dark money in politics and amplifying the voice of the grassroots. While we've made progress, much more needs to be done to improve people's lives. Our democracy is at risk because of assaults on the truth, the assault on the U.S. Capitol, and the state-by-state assault on voting rights. This election is crucial. Nothing less is at stake than our democracy. But as we say, we don't agonize, we organize. And that is why I am running for re-election to Congress and respectfully seek your support. I would be greatly honored by it and grateful for it. Thank you so much.
What a disingenuous, lying witch. And I'm being kind. Now, I'm sorry for torturing you like that. You didn't deserve that, and I apologize. But you know what? Face the evil that this nation is enduring. Face the lying, corrupt, sickening creeps that we are dealing with in this country. How did that video make you feel? How did listening to that liar make you feel?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Standing against the vaccine tyranny. We'll continue with updates on this. The situation is developing. Justin Trudeau has gone into hiding because he's so embarrassed at his lack of popularity and support for his medical fascism. You know, I gotta say this, though. And I'm not trying to deter anything positive here, but let's just be real. Let's not forget what happened on January 6th. And let's not let this Canadian Freedom Convoy turn into that. Now, hopefully, those Canadians will learn from our mistakes on January 6th and not being ready for a setup and not being ready for provocateurs. Hopefully, they will be ready to stop any behavior like that. But it's something that I hope they're very aware of, how this is the exact same type of energy and momentum that was positive and good heading into January 6th that got scuttled and turned into something evil because of an agenda by the Democrat Party and by provocateurs that were out there and has now been used to torture individuals and destroy an entire nation's free speech. So good on the brave Canadians. Again, I'm not trying to hinder anything. I think it's great what you guys are doing. It's all peaceful. It's all legal. It's all lawful. It's all for freedom. You're out there in the freezing cold, too. But just learn from our mistakes on January 6th and make sure that your great event and your great movement does not get derailed and scuttled and ruined and then twisted and contorted against you by provocateurs who want to do just that. So having said that, I'm very honored. I am doing a switcheroo with Harrison Smith tomorrow. Been kind of all over the board this week here, hosting the Alex Jones Show, hosting the War Room. And then tomorrow is the annual Truckers Call-In Show on the American Journal every weekday, hosted by Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm going to be switching with Harrison tomorrow. This is something we had worked out previously because I had some prior commitments that I had to be to. So we're flipping duty tomorrow, and I am very honored to be hosting the Truckers Call-In Show tomorrow morning on the American Journal, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. You can tune into the live stream at band.video on the American Journal channel. You can share that link. Futurenews.news is the new URL to share that's not banned by big tech. Futurenews.news. If you want to share that with your trucker friends, let them know where to tune in. It's the Truckers Call-In Show tomorrow morning on the American Journal, hosted by me. So very excited to be doing that. Harrison Smith will be hosting the War Room for me tomorrow. And this was something, like I said, we just had worked out because I had somewhere to be over the weekend. But really looking forward to doing that. I think it's going to be a very important Truckers Call-In Show for obvious reasons tomorrow. And remember, none of it would be possible without your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So when you go buy a tube of toothpaste or 10 tubes of toothpaste and give them to your friends, when you buy the great supplements, whether they're on the deep discount like BrainForce Plus 40% off or Vitamin Mineral Fusion 25% off, when you buy the hats, when you buy the t-shirts, when you buy the air filters, the water filters, the emergency food supply that's 10% off, all that goes back into the broadcast. All that goes back into everything we do here at InfoWars so that we can stay on air and expand and grow and be bigger and better than ever. That's been the mission, and so far it's been mission complete despite all the attempts to shut us down. And so you have been the lifeblood. You have put the air in our lungs when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And then, of course, when you share the links, spread the links, and tell your friends and family to tune in, that is the formula for victory here, all of us together. All right. Now, I guess Trump has pretty much announced he's going to be running for president. I mean, I guess it's hard to tell if he's being serious. I can't even imagine this guy. First of all, he's out on the golf course almost every day. Who isn't jealous out there at Mar-a-Lago in the beautiful weather? But so here's Donald Trump trying to play a round of golf, and it's like, you know, the guy can't even play a round of golf without the people getting after him in a good way. But, you know, he's got a group of people kind of following him around playing golf. But, you know what, he probably likes it. And the guy's recording him, and he's about to tee off. And Donald, and he's like, teeing off, like he's at the Masters. Like, teeing off, the 45th president, Donald Trump. And he goes, the 45th and the 47th. So was he being serious? Was he being facetious? I don't know. But there's the video. Guys, cue up the audio here if we got it.
We got it. First on tee. 45th president of the United States.
45th and
47th.
Yes. I love that.
Mr. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen.
And then he's about to lace one down the middle, too.
Beautiful.
The only uglier golf swing I've ever seen is Charles Barkley's.
I think it's pretty boring to be middle all the time.
But apparently Trump hits it right down the middle every time, so good for him. Getting out there playing golf. Pretty jealous. But is that an official announcement? Well, obviously not. Is that a joke? Was he joking? Is he planning on running? Well, people are going to be talking about it. But there you go. Trump enjoying a round of golf with the gallery there cheering him on. Can't even play a round of golf in private. That's the life of Donald Trump at this point. Meanwhile, the criminals that tried to frame Donald Trump, we're learning more about their activity. John Durham says Department of Justice watchdog slow to hand over info on Alpha Bank investigation. So Durham's getting all this stuff. And now I think we're starting to have a better idea of why it's taken him so long to reach this point in his investigation, because they haven't been cooperating. And so he's about to conclude one part of his investigation involving Michael Horowitz, or with Michael Horowitz, but involving Sussman and other Clinton lawyers. And they're about to move on to the next part. And they say, oh, wait a second, in the Justice Department. They say, oh, wait a second. We do have more bank records for you here. We do have more text messages for you here. They could have turned them over years ago. They never did. And now all of a sudden they're turning them over. And so people are asking, what did Hillary Clinton know and when did she know it? The Russiagate evidence builds. Yeah, we know Obama illegally spied on Donald Trump. And we know that they used opposition research paid for by Hillary Clinton as the premise to do so. Now people are asking the same question that I actually asked. I don't remember when, but were the stories that they were alleging about Donald Trump actually about the Bidens? You know, getting peed on by hookers in Russian hotels. Who does that actually sound like? Hunter Biden? And in fact, it was the New York Times in 2015, when Biden was thinking about entering the race for president. Who wouldn't want Biden to enter that race? Well, Hillary Clinton. Well, what would they do if they didn't want Biden to enter the race? They'd say, we have compromising news on Hunter Biden that you don't want to get out. And the New York Times even reported on it in 2015. Did they just literally replace the name Hunter Biden with Donald Trump and use it against Trump? I wouldn't put it back.
Both of these amazing products have been sold out for almost half a year because of supply chain breakdowns. You've done a great job supporting InfoWars and supporting your immune system. The problem is, with all the COVID lockdowns, the Great Reset, we can't get these products in. So finally, they came in, but a limited run of our whole food, vitamin, mineral, essential nutrient, multivitamin, so you absorb it, and so it's not toxic in your body like synthetic vitamins. And then, of course, vitamin C and zinc. This sucker is really full and heavy because it's a huge dose of vitamin C and zinc and rose hips. Number one thing you can do for your immune system and your body, it does so much more. Both of these are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I'm going to keep them at that price until they sell out. Because of supply chain breakdowns, we got a limited run. So please take action now and order them at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, find similar products out there and use them, because this is a life and death situation to be healthy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It's just incredible how much news there is to cover these days, and we do our best to cover it every day here at InfoWars. That we're still on air thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I got some other news on my desk. I'm going to try to clear it all off before Kate Daly takes over in the fourth hour. And then the plan is
We're going to have Christy Lee hosting the War Room today. She's got a lot of great guests coming on, but Alex Jones is roaming the studios like a wild buffalo, so he may pop in at any moment, too, with his take on the latest developments. Now, look at this was an interesting thing that my crew brought to me. What would they do to get rid of all these truckers in Canada that are standing up against the medical fascism? New rule for trucking industry allows 18-year-old drivers. Facing a shortage of truck drivers, pilot program turns to teenagers. And so is that what they're going to do now? And, of course, we could all see the disaster that that might be. But, hey, it's better to let some big rigs get driven by teenagers with no experience as everything hangs in the balance. I mean, that's better than experienced truckers that believe in freedom driving around. I mean, who wants that? Am I right? I'm a liberal Democrat. And now, this was their mistake, was going to GoFundMe in the first place, but GoFundMe withholding $4.7 million from trucker convoy until plan presented. Look, guys, who's ever running this, forget about GoFundMe. Remove yourself from there immediately. Transfer your entire fundraising operation over to GiveSendGo. You're not going to have these problems, okay? You should have never worked with GoFundMe to begin with. And them telling you they're just waiting to present a plan until the funds released, that's not going to happen. Even if you give them the plan and it's perfectly legal and lawful, it won't matter. They're still going to ban you. Let's be serious. So I would, if I were them, and if this message gets to them, shut down the GoFundMe and immediately start directing everything to GiveSendGo. I know you're like, but what about the $4.7 million? You're not going to get it. GoFundMe's not going to give it to you. So I understand. It's like, well, why would I want to? We've got $4.7 million here. Let's make this work. No. Move it over to GiveSendGo. The sooner you do it, the better off you'll be. They're not going to let you see that money anyway. There's way too many examples. Justin Trudeau slams anti-vaccine mandate truckers for having unacceptable views. Don't you know? He tells you what to think and how to feel. He's your God. And he's in hiding right now because he's scared. Because he's unpopular. And his mandates are destroying Canada. So he's in hiding. You know, this is actually a very big and interesting story in the New York Times from yesterday. Cawthorn Challenge raises the question, who is an insurrectionist? Now, I could go into there's two takeaways from this. They, first of all, in the New York Times, they make a list. That's what communists do. That's what authoritarians do. They make a list. And so they're basically saying that all these people are they're insinuating that all these people are potential insurrectionists. House Republicans, Donald Trump, Ivanka Trump, Kevin McCarthy, Rudy Giuliani, Mike Pence, Mark Meadows, Scott Perry, Jim Jordan, Fox News anchors, big tech firms, far right figures, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, InfoWars, Steve Bannon, Mike Flynn, Phil Waldron, Jeffrey Clark, John Eastman. Now, see, here's the problem. Everyone on this list should band together immediately and have a press conference or a roundtable denouncing the lies being told by the New York Times. But getting conservatives and Republicans together is like herding cats, and there's always infighting and all this stuff. So it's never going to happen. Not to mention that people are just too busy working. Democrat liberals don't get that concept, but that's the problem, is we're busy working. So that's one takeaway. They're making their list, and they're just saying, oh, all these people are insurrectionists. I mean, we should be able to sue these people for libel. There was no insurrection, and they know it. But so here's what they're trying to do now. And the reason why they're using Madison Cawthorn as the example, because, and this is not a shot at Madison Cawthorn, that's just kind of the light first level kind of punching bag. Let's see if we can get Cawthorn on this precedent and then go to the next. They really just want Donald Trump and then everybody up the ladder to get to Donald Trump that they list in this thing. They want to imprison us. That's their final goal. But here's what they're trying to say. They're trying to say that because of a law that was written over a century ago after the Civil War, when Confederates wanted to go back to their post in Congress, there were laws written basically saying if you were involved in specific acts of violence or specific, things like insurrection against the Republic or the Union, that you couldn't be allowed back into Congress. So it was specifically post-Civil War to keep these Confederates from coming back into Congress and you know, voting whatever they wanted to back into existence, like slavery or something. Now, you could argue whether you agree with that now or not, but the point is, that's the precedent that they're trying to claim here in the New York Times, that they have Madison Cawthorn on so he can't run again. So they're saying because Madison Cawthorn questioned an election, he's not allowed to run again. And that's what their connection here is. They're not even claiming violence, but they're saying if you questioned an election and that led to violence, that therefore you're basically a violent insurrectionist. That's the leap. That's the conclusion that they're making here. And they're using Madison Cawthorn as the example. But ultimately, they want to go after everyone else on this list because they don't want people running for office against them, folks. That's what this is, them trying to literally. It's not only that they want to imprison all of their opposition. They want to make them illegal to even run for office. That's how serious and hardcore these radical left-wing communist Democrats are, ladies and gentlemen. But now here's the kicker. The same set of standards that they want to apply to Madison Cawthorn or Donald Trump or anybody else could very easily be applied to, if not even more easily be applied to, Kamala Harris, Maxine Waters, all the members of the media that fomented violence in the year 2020 with all the Democrat riots. Yeah. All of you can be connected to that. We could even go back to Ferguson. Any Democrat who claimed hands up, don't shoot happened with Mike Brown, you should no longer be allowed to run for Congress, according to the New York Times and the current Democrat agenda. Because hands up, don't shoot never happened. And it caused severe damage to a community in Ferguson, Missouri over the span of months. Of months this was going on. What about Kamala Harris sharing the bail efforts for violent criminals in the year 2020? So you see how easily their standards could be applied to them, even easier than they could be applied to their opposition, but yet they'll never let that happen because it's a double standard. It's one set of rules for them, a complete different set of rules for you. Nancy Pelosi gets to go get her hair done during the pandemic, not you. Lori Lightfoot gets to have her hair done during the pandemic, not you. Gavin Newsom gets to have big parties, mask-free, at restaurants during the pandemic, not you. Barack Obama gets to have a massive blowout party without mandates and masks, not you. So the Democrats get to be violent and riot and lie all day long, but when they tell the truth, when you tell the truth, they say you're lying and they want you barred from running for Congress. So you see how that works? So keep your eye on it. I think that this is just the New York Times kind of throwing out the next Democrat move for their readers to kind of chew on to see how it takes. But believe me, they're going to do it. They're going to try to make these moves, and they're going to try to say that Republicans can't even be eligible to run for Congress, and anybody who questioned election can never run for Congress. Oh, wait, so all the people that said that Al Gore won or that Hillary Clinton won, can they never run for office either? Oh, they're Democrats, so that's...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attempting to interview Neil Young. But hold on a second, guys. No, wait. Hold on. No. Put it back on the screen because, hold on. Just let's really soak it in here. But hold on, guys. Let's check it out. I think we got another angle of it, too. Let's see. Let's check the other angle here. I think we got another angle. There it is. Yeah. Oh, man, it's just, you know, I don't even know if Neil Young knows what's going on, if he even knows who Joe Rogan is or who he is. But boy, somebody either really sabotaged Neil Young's reputation in his twilight years or he made a complete fool of himself in the process. But I had to share that with you. I was dying last night when I saw this. And then how about Supreme Court Justice Aaron Rodgers, guys? Can we get Supreme Court Justice Aaron Rodgers on the screen, too, if possible? If we don't have it handy, I got it on the desk there if you want to doc cam it. Ah, yes, Supreme Court Justice Aaron Rodgers has my vote. Aaron, look, You were a great NFL quarterback, but I think it's time for you to come out as a black woman and get nominated to the Supreme Court of the United States. Aaron, it is your destiny. The great Aaron Rodgers Supreme Court Justice meme. We can dream. We can dream. All right. Let's do a news blitz here. Final segment for me. Kate Daly taking over for the fourth hour. And then just again to remind you, Christy Lee hosting the War Room today. She's got a lot of great guests coming up. Alex Jones is in the house as well. I know that he's probably going to be chomping at the bit to go on the War Room today. He may pop in the fourth hour here too. Not sure, but I know he's in house. So you never know when he may pop in. Let's go here on the News Blitz. Representative Tenney, that's Claudia Tenney from New York, calls for Biden's impeachment after covert migrant flights revealed. Yes! Now, again, it's I don't really know how to put this, because it's not a credit thing. It's not a I told you so thing. It's just like to say that the Biden covert migrant flights have just been revealed. We've known this for a year. And so it's just moron level stuff to say, oh my gosh, it's just revealed. And I'm not trying to be mean to Claudia Tenney or Nicole Milanakis who are calling for Biden to be impeached. I'm cheering them on. I'm saying, thank God, great for them. I love them. I'm just saying it's this weird thing where like, I don't even know how to explain it. This has been going on for over a year. As soon as Biden got into office, they started running their illegal immigration pipeline. I mean, it was day one. And we were out there a year ago for months covering it. We had the footage of the planes. We had the footage from in the airports. We had the whistleblower testimonies on air. I mean, we had the insider reports from the bases. We went to the bases. We got kicked off. We got the footage from inside the camp. I mean, literally, like, all of it. And then they say, oh my gosh, it's just been revealed. Like, oh, InfoWars doesn't exist. Oh, but when Fox News does it, it does exist. Oh, when InfoWars does it, it's not real. But when Fox does it a year later, it is real. And again, because I'm not trying to sound bitter. It's not about bitterness. It's just like, it's about victory! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you. It's just so frustrating because it's just like, what are you doing? We've known this was going on for a year. And again, I'm not mad at Fox News. I got Fox News at the house. I like monitoring Fox News, and then they do a good job. There's some good reporters over there. I think they're getting better with time. But it's like, oh, InfoWars reports it, so it doesn't exist. But Fox News reports it, so it does exist. That's just moron-level behavior is what I'm saying. I want us to start being smarter. I want us to start being smarter so that we can have victories. And I want to start acting sooner so that we can have victories. And the gravity and the momentum can be used and clutched at the opportune time to have a victory instead of after years of this going on. But yeah, Biden should be impeached for the Afghan withdrawal, for the illegal immigration pipeline. I mean, the list just goes on. His illegal payments from China and Russia and Kazakhstan and Ukraine. I mean, you could just... But let's move on. Tennessee representative files bill to relocate illegal immigrants in Tennessee to home states of Biden, Harris, and Pelosi and Schumer, because here's what they're doing. They're taking the illegal immigrants and they're keeping them in Texas. They're keeping them in Tennessee. They're putting them in all the red states, hoping to get amnesty and turning them into voter blocks so that you'll have no more red states. They're literally just immigrating voter blocks into red states so that the Democrats, the communists, can conquer this country. Really sick stuff, but that's our satanic government. The Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot looks an awful lot like entrapment. That is from Reason.com yesterday, and it just highlights again what we already know, but it's just getting more press, more coverage now as the case is ongoing and the FBI is trying to cover it up. But the FBI ran an operation to kidnap the governor of Michigan, and then they framed other people for their own operation. And, of course, reasonable people are saying, is that exactly the same thing you did on January 6th? Most likely. So is it entrapment then? Of course. But that's why this case is so important for the feds to cover this up and the Democrats to get this out of court so that we can't have a precedent here saying if the feds are involved actively, knowingly, either supporting violence or encouraging violence or setting up violence or illegal activities, then can anybody else that they set up and framed be held responsible in a court of law? Or is that entrapment? Well, that's obviously entrapment, but they have to have this case removed so it doesn't set precedent for January 6th. And so that's kind of the ongoing legal situation there. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's stock trades attract growing following online. Yeah, wouldn't we all like to trade stock like Nancy Pelosi? We'd all like to dunk like Michael Jordan. We'd all like to hit home runs like Mark McGwire. We'd all like to score goals like Wayne Gretzky. And we'd all like to trade stocks like Nancy Pelosi. How does she do it? How does Nancy Pelosi make her millions? Yeah, Nancy, why don't you share the wealth? Why don't you tell us, wouldn't you like to know Nancy Pelosi's next big moves and trades? You'd be as rich as she would. Another House Democrat announces retirement. Democrat Representative Jim Cooper will be leaving Congress after 32 years in office. By the way, guys, if you can't find it, I'm not mad, but the Democrats just released some presser, and they want to have, like, emergency meetings because they realize they are in big trouble for the midterms. They're not going to be able to get away with cheating. People are well aware of the big cheating that goes on in elections more than ever before, so that's going to be difficult to pull off. They'll still attempt it in the cities that they've run that are so corrupt, like Detroit and Atlanta and everything else, but they can only do so much in those regions. But the Democrats put out an emergency memo. Basically, they're calling, like, all Democrat think tanks, all Democrat thinking heads, bring them all to the table. What are we going to do? We've got, like, 30 incumbents that are retiring in the midterms. Biden is a complete disaster. How are we going to salvage the midterm elections? What are we going to do? So that's going on. Meanwhile, on the other side of the aisle, there it is, guys. Great job. Democrats in hypersonic panic over the midterms and 2024. And I don't know if the Ingram angle is talking about the same document that I saw, but it's the same story anyway. Now, here's an interesting thing on the other side of the aisle. Robbie Starbuck has been a great American truth teller patriot for a long time. He's running in Tennessee's 5th district. And then all of a sudden, an anti-Trump, pro-Biden Republican that you see everywhere in the mainstream news, Morgan Ortegas, announces she's running for the 5th congressional district in Tennessee and then gets Trump's endorsement. You know, the more I see from this Republican Party, the more I realize that they're just as corrupt and they're actually working with the Democrats. And Raheem Kassan actually has the receipts of who the real Ortegas is. Leaked email shows Trump-backed Tennessee congressional hopeful Morgan Ortegas pledging to faithfully serve the Biden administration. So is this how diabolical the Republicans are? They take an awesome candidate in Robbie Starbuck and sabotage his campaign before it's even off the ground with Morgan Ortegas, who looks to be a Democrat plant. And I don't think this is the only example, folks.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.